Welcome to Hockey West Talks podcast. Today, I'll be talking about potential trade targets for the Arizona Coyotes. In this podcast, I talk about what the Arizona Coyotes need to improve upon and who they should target at the trade deadline. The Arizona Coyotes were not expected to be a good team this season because they weren't a very good team on paper and were supposed to be a lottery team that would be sellers at the deadline. Coyotes did add some nice pieces in the offseason, such as Nick Bjugstad, Alex Kerfoot, Jason Zucker, Matt Dumba, and Sean Durzi, plus third overall pick in the 2022 draft, Logan Cooley. The biggest question mark with the team would be defense and goaltending, as neither Vejmelka nor Ingram have proven themselves as good number one goalies yet. The Arizona Coyotes have had a much better start to the season than anticipated, going 13-13-2, with 90 goals for, which is 14th in the NHL, and 86 goals against, which is 15th in the NHL, and are holding on to the second wildcard spot in the Western Conference. Thanks to the outstanding goaltending of Connor Ingram, who has posted a 10-2-2 record with a 2.56 GAA and .920 save percentage with two shutouts, along with regular contribution from everyone throughout their lineup. Arizona is led in scoring by Clayton Keller, but they are also getting scoring from players such as Matthias McKelly, Nick Schmaltz, Lawson Kraus, Logan Cooley, Nick Bjugstad, and Michael Carcarone. As great as Arizona has been, though, it would be best to add pieces to improve the team. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on podcasters.spotify.com/pod/show/HockeyWiz777Scouting. The biggest weakness for the Arizona Coyotes is their defense, so they should try to trade for a top four defenseman. Ideally, the defenseman can play in all situations and can log major minutes, including on the power play and penalty kill. Ideally, the defenseman has playoff experience because their defense now has very little playoff experience. So if they do make the playoffs, they will need a veteran who has big game experience. A team can never have too much depth scoring when gearing up for a playoff run. Moreover, it would allow the Coyotes to have flexibility in the lineup. The player they should get is a versatile forward who can help out on the PK. Nate Schmidt. Nate Schmidt is a veteran defenseman who has had some playoff experience, and even though he is no longer an offensive threat, he can still log top 4 minutes on a young Coyotes blue line and help mentor their young defenseman. Schmidt carries a $5.95 million cap hit for this season and the next season, so Winnipeg definitely wants to move his contract, so acquiring him should be no issue. Because of Schmidt's skating ability and playoff experience, he would be a solid veteran defenseman to have around, but Winnipeg most likely would have to retain a portion of his contract. David Savard. David Savard is the perfect veteran defenseman to have on the team. While he may not have the playoff experience, he is a defenseman that has been around and is a solid defensive defenseman who can help strengthen the defense in general, specifically on the PK, which has been an area of weakness. Savard is under contract for one more season at $3.5 million. Savard would be an upgrade over Troy Stetcher, who is a solid depth defenseman, but is not good enough for a top four role. Jan Ruda. Jan Ruda is a two-time Stanley Cup champion, and his playoff experience would be very valuable on a team like the Arizona Coyotes, who are trying to crack the playoffs with a very young defense. Even though you typically wouldn't think about Ruda as being a top four defenseman, if you pair him with Juuso Välimäki, he would be a very effective defenseman because of his playoff experience. Ryan Hartman. Ryan Hartman was used as the first line center of Minnesota. Ryan Hartman was used as the first line center in Minnesota for a long time, but after the coaching change, Hartman has been dropped to the fourth line, making him expendable. Hartman is a versatile forward who can play all three forward positions and can be used in all situations. Dylan Dubé. Dylan Dubé is a young forward who has been misused and underutilized during his tenure in Calgary, and so the Arizona Coyotes could swoop in and steal him while his value is low. Dubé may not be a major point producer, but he is an ideal third line player who can be great on the PK. Matthew Joseph. Matthew Joseph is a player who has been on the trade block for some time now. In fact, Ottawa may be willing to give up some assets to unload his contract. Joseph is making $2.95 million per season for the next three seasons and is an excellent penalty killer. Check out my hockey blog at hockeywiztalkshockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at hockeywiz777. This is the projected lineup with Nate Schmidt and Ryan Hartman. The first line is Clayton Keller, Barrett Hayton, and Nick Schmaltz. The second line is Matthias McKelly, Ryan Hartman, and Jason Zucker. The third line is Lawson Kraus, Logan Cooley, and Alex Kerfoot. Fourth line is Michael Carcarone, Nick Bjugstad, and Liam O'Brien. First D pair is JJ Moser and Matt Dumba. Second D pair is Juuso Välimäki and Nate Schmidt. Third D pair is Travis Dermott and Sean Durzi. Goalies are Connor Ingram and Carl Vajmelka. This is the projected lineup with David Savard and Dylan Dubé. The first line is Clayton Keller, Barrett Hayton. The first line is Clayton Keller, Barrett Hayton, and Nick Schmaltz. Second line is Matthias McKelly, Nick Bjugstad, and Jason Zucker. Third line is Lawson Kraus, Logan Cooley, and Dylan Dubé. Fourth line is Michael Carcarone, Alex Kerfoot, and Liam O'Brien. First D pair is JJ Moser and Matt Dumba. Second D pair is Juuso Välimäki and David Savard. Third D pair is Travis Dermott and Sean Durzi. Goalies are Connor Ingram and Carl Vajmelka. This is a projected lineup with Jan Ruda and Matthew Joseph. The first line is Clayton Keller, Barrett Hayton, and Nick Schmaltz. Second line is Matthias McKelly, Logan Cooley, and Jason Zucker. Third line is Lawson Kraus, Alex Kerfoot, and Matthew Joseph. Fourth line is Michael Carcarone, Nick Bjugstad, and Liam O'Brien. First D pair is JJ Moser and Matt Dumba. Second D pair is Juuso Välimäki and Jan Ruda. Third D pair is Travis Dermott and Sean Durzi. Goalies are Connor Ingram and Carl Vejmelka. Listen to Hockey Wiz Talks podcast on Podbean and Spotify. Check out my travel channel at youtube.com/@HockeyWizTravels. The Arizona Coyotes are a team that might not necessarily do anything at the deadline, but they definitely could take advantage of their cap space to make some savvy moves. In my next podcast, I'll be talking about potential trade targets for the Colorado Avalanche.